Today in Washington, D.C., the newly elected Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, addressed a joint meeting of Congress. His message to U.S. lawmakers? Israel would not yield to terrorism, either from Palestinians or from Iran. And he called on the United States to back Israel in its stance against a nuclear-armed Iran.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, our moment is now. History will judge our generation by the actions we take now, by our willingness to stand up for peace and security and freedom, and by our courage to do what is right. The international community will be measured not by its intentions, but by its results.
Iran says its nuclear program is for power generation, for peaceful purposes. But NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says for Israel, Iran's nuclear program threatens to overshadow even the Palestinian conflict.
With fingers probably crossed and responding to his own political needs, President Bush has endorsed Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's proposal to define Israel's own borders if a two-state settlement with the Palestinians is not achieved before the end of the year. During apparently convivial meetings, the president approved Olmert's ideas first as interesting, then as constructive, and finally as bold. This enabled the prime minister to say before a joint meeting of Congress that we cannot wait for the Palestinians forever, and we will move forward, but not alone, a reference to expected American support. The prospect of early Israeli-Palestinian negotiations is dim. The Palestinians are experiencing a crisis within a crisis. President Mahmoud Abbas' Fatah organization is engaged in something close to civil war with the more extreme Hamas, led by Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, who holds the electoral mandate. Fatah has the will, but not the way, to engage Israel in peace talks. Hamas, despite severe economic pressure, remains so far adamant in refusing to recognize Israel or to renounce violence, although Hamas has been observing a ceasefire for more than a year. Hanging over the Bush-Olmert talks was the menacing shadow of Iran's nuclear ambition, a matter of particular concern to Israel, Iran's announced target for extinction. In a speech to Congress, Olmert spoke of a nuclear-armed Iran as an existential threat to Israel, a threat to which we cannot consent, whether that means that Israel would be ready to go it alone in a preemptive attack on Iran was not clear. But Olmert added that this challenge is the test of our time, one the West cannot afford to fail. During the Gulf War in 1991, the United States prevailed on Israel to stay out of the war with Iraq despite the Scud missile attacks, and to leave the fighting to the Allied coalition. From the tone of Olmert's statement to Congress, he seems to have served notice that this time Israel will be guided by its own strategic considerations in determining whether and when it will launch a retaliatory or preemptive strike on Iran. This is Daniel Shore.